several people have complained that they were given false positive COVID-19 results, saying when they were tested elsewhere, their results were negative. Juba resident Teresa Jeremiah says she does not understand why some private laboratories take so long to release COVID-19 test results.
It took them almost more than 3 days for them to respond to me after finding me that I was positive. So actually, this made me annoyed, and I was asking from them if they were really wanting to know if I was okay, or they just wanted to confirm that I was dead, because there is no way you can find someone or get to know that someone is positive and you don't get to follow up the second day or the third day at least.
Jeremiah says when results take 3 days or more, a patient may end up infecting family and friends without knowing. Juba resident Songa David says he tested positive for coronavirus after he was named as a contact to a family member who wanted to travel. He says he contacted the government-owned public health laboratory. He says he contacted the government-owned public health laboratory to get himself and family members tested.
I decided to call the public lab and invite them over to come and test us to see if we all are victims. Mm. However, they told me they have run out of the testing kits, so I will have to wait until they get more testing kits. They gave me 3 days. I waited for the 3 days. I called back. Still, they couldn't make it. So I was forced to go and do a test in a private facility.
David says MedBlue was charging $42 for his test and $100 to test his wife, since she is a foreign national, which he said was far too expensive. As a result, David just assumed everyone in his family was positive and began self-isolating.
So I was asked to isolate for like 14 days. We isolated for the 14 days. After the 14 days, I also called the public lab. Mm. Surprisingly, they told me, team, they couldn't come and test. They asked whether I was symptomatic, which I said no. They just said, yes, they can give me a document that clears that I've finished the 14 days of quarantine, but they couldn't come and test me. They don't have the equipment to come and test me.
David says he got a second confirmation test at a private clinic called Queen's Clinic. Dr. Loku, the incident manager for COVID-19 at the Health Ministry and a member of the National Task Force on COVID-19, says private laboratories are taking advantage of the situation in South Sudan to make money from the public. He says every patient who tests positive in a private clinic must do a confirmation test at the public lab for free and stop hiding due to the stigma surrounding COVID-19.
Come to the public health, with the private, come to the public health so that we confirm it to you and we make sure. Because also we have seen people who claim to, they have gone for private, they tested positive, they went to another private, tell him that is negative. And he starts wondering, where are we? We tell you, come here with these guys. I was told I was positive. I want to know this. Because most of this information, you know, we don't know. And the private, some of them are taking that as an advantage. They ask them to come back for another test because of the money, and they get drained outside there.
Dr. Lako says the task force is considering closing some of the private clinics that do not meet COVID-19 testing standards.
We're actually going to decide to close some of these labs because what they are causing us, not only they are causing us a lot of problems because they're introducing a lot of risk. And the risks that are there, nobody knows, and these people continue to spread the infection.
Dr. Philip Katjok, a laboratory expert at MedBlue, says the lab adheres to the highest standards of the World Health Organization, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, and National Health Ministry in regards to hiring qualified technical staff and using certified equipment.
Even our reagent has been adopted by the public health lab. Because it has a quality. It is very sensitive, very specific. Very sensitive, it means that it detects the lowest concentration of the reagent. So it would not miss positive cases.
There are 860 positive COVID-19 cases under follow-up to date, with 107 deaths. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.